This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krauss. During a virtual discussion, the director of a newly formed Indigenous-led nonprofit talked about missing and murdered Indigenous people. Charlene Okpik-Upok is the executive director of the Alaska-based Data for Indigenous Justice. She says the nonprofit seeks to reclaim and consolidate data that was largely incomplete and move toward data sovereignty, or putting the data in the hands of Indigenous communities.
Every single case deserves justice.
A few years ago, she says local organizations wanted to call attention to the rates of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls in Alaska. Organizers wanted to read the names of those loved ones.
The beginning of the database started because we didn't have it and because we wanted to call for justice and didn't have anything to work off of.
Part of the problem is that federal, state, and local agencies all track cases differently, and that creates discrepancies in the data, something Okpik calls data gaps. So organizers like Okpik began to compile a community-sourced list of cases, and it's led to collaborations between organizations like Native Movement, Native People's Action, and the Alaska Native Women's Resource Center, which have worked together to help communities address the cases. States and municipalities often have their own police departments. A lack of broad federalized law enforcement agency creates gaps in which information on a missing persons case, for example, may or may not get shared between agencies. Alex Cleghorn is the policy director of the Alaska Native Justice Center and cites a 2018 missing and murdered report that indicates these data gaps.
Part of what they were finding was that states or local police departments were not keeping track of race in a way that allowed some transparency into whether or not there was disproportionality in people who were missing and murdered.
Data for Indigenous Justice is likely the first Indigenous-led effort to collect missing and murdered data in Alaska. Cleghorn says a couple of national Indigenous initiatives, such as the Urban Indian Health Institute and the Sovereign Bodies Institute, look at community data from different perspectives. Cleghorn says he's heartened to see the different groups give attention to public safety in Alaska, and particularly to the issue of missing and murdered.
And it seems that kind of sustained attention and making sure that we're talking about it in every venue we can, and encouraging and asking our representatives to help address this issue. I'm hopeful that we will, if we put our heads together, come up with a good way to address this.
Charlene Okpik-Upok says that data for Indigenous Justice also helps communities file Freedom of Information Act requests with various agencies to collect their own data.
So the purpose of our organization is really to steward and care for all of the data regarding our missing and murdered Indigenous persons in our Alaskan Native community. And so we do this through stewardship, and we do that with a lot of cultural values and respect, and honoring our ancestors, past and present, in all of the work that we do.
Okpik says multi-level partnerships with state and federal agencies are incredibly valuable, but she stresses how important communities are in gathering data and how important that cultural understanding is when gathering that information.
So it's not just numbers and it's not just statistics, but it's our stories. It's the stories of our life. It's the story of our truths that we share as families, that we share as a collective.
Data for Indigenous Justice is just one of the many grassroots community-based solutions in Alaska. The federal initiative Operation Lady Justice announced in August that it officially opened its Alaska office in Anchorage. The Alaska office is one of seven that will operate around the U.S. You can find Data for Indigenous Justice on Facebook. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krauss.